Creative Water Infused Seltzer, located at 2244 Paradise Road. You can walk in or order online for express pickup or delivery at LasVegasRelief.com. That's LasVegasRelief.com. Use code radio at checkout to redeem a penny pre-roll. Keep out of the reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Trump once again defending himself today from anonymously sourced charges in the Atlantic magazine that he spoke disparagingly about World War I veterans buried at a French cemetery, calling them losers and suckers.
It's a disgrace that somebody's allowed to write things like that. It could have been, you know, a lot of times the sources aren't sources that don't exist, and sometimes the sources are just people that are disgruntled former so-called employees.
The White House said the visit to a World War I cemetery in France was scrubbed because foggy weather made the helicopter trip from Paris too risky, and a 90-minute drive was deemed unfeasible. A left-wing man who described himself as 100% Antifa and was suspected of killing a right-wing protester in Portland, Oregon, has died in a hail of police gunfire in neighboring Washington state. Thurston County Sheriff's Lieutenant Ray Brady tells ComoNews.com as a federal task force moved in to arrest 48-year-old Michael Reinockel, he jumped into a vehicle and tried to drive off.
The subject was armed. There was shots that were fired into the vehicle, and the subject fled from the vehicle. At which time there was additional shots that were fired.
The arrest came shortly after the man gave an interview to Vice News in which he appeared to acknowledge he had shot and killed Aaron J. Danielson. To the surprise of many, the unemployment rate dipped to 8.4% last month, a much better figure than expected. Investment strategist Sam Stovall says there are at least a couple of reasons why the unemployment rate was lower than what economists were expecting.
I think it's because we've had an adjustment in the seasonality measurements by the government. We've also seen many of the temporary workers change their roles.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 159 points. The NASDAQ dropped 144. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Safety features such as automatic...
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's 404. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Clarketti Bars will stay closed for at least another 2 weeks, but the state's COVID-19 mitigation task force is allowing countertop dining to reopen here in Clark County next week, meaning sushi bars and diner counters can reopen beginning Wednesday. Well, renters may be breathing a sigh of relief after Governor Sisolak extended the moratorium on rental evictions for another 45 days. Landlords are not pleased. Several groups that represent Nevada landlords criticized the move, saying the decision leaves landlords stuck, possibly getting no rent and still having to provide a habitable housing unit. The governor's latest directive extends the eviction moratorium until October 15th. Wynn Las Vegas's experiment with a new type of buffet proved to be short-lived. It's been announced that the buffet at Wynn will close indefinitely at the end of service on Monday. Wynn relaunched its buffet in June as an all-you-can-eat buffet in which guests were served instead of helping themselves. The concept apparently did not resonate with the guests. Well, Las Vegas peppered Vancouver's goalie with 48 shots on goal to no avail as the Canucks forced a Game 7 tonight, 4-0. Golden Knights score last night. 6 o'clock, NBCSN. Tonight, Game 7.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now we're getting some slowing on the 515 right now. Northbound at Auto Show Drive, 515 west at Pecos. Also, it's touch and go there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Also, we're getting some slowing there, 215 southbound at Green Valley.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock. Don't forget, on Monday, we'll be on a special Best of show, so we can throw another shrimp on the Barbie. And then we'll be back with live shows beginning on Tuesday. I still can't believe that we're going to have a Game 7. We're going to have a Game 7. Vancouver and the Golden Knights starts at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, odd start time, but a 6 o'clock start. There's nothing better. There is nothing better in sports than the magic words, Game 7. It doesn't get any better than that. Rico Waller joining us, as he does every Friday. He is the owner of Carson Installation, that big, beautiful blue building and mound house out on 50 Highway East. And it's absolutely an amazing place to be. Family owned and operated. Rico, how are you doing and how's business?
Business is great and I am great. I'm getting ready to head down after I get finished with this interview. I'm going to head to Manteca. I'm going to buy a bottle of red wine for my wife. Oh. And we're going to go down and watch a movie.
All right. That is what we call a marital account deposit. You stay out late some night and you reek of alcohol. That's a withdrawal. Okay, that's withdrawal. Yeah. And then you've got the deposit, which is the bottle of red wine. And, yeah. You are such a sweetheart. You are such a sweetheart. What a good way to begin the holiday weekend. I got to ask you about this report in The Atlantic. The president apparently talked bad about John McCain. We knew that. That's an old story. They did not get along. They were arch enemies. And has nothing to do with his status as a POW. It's more political than anything else. But I'm just curious what you make of this thing in The Atlantic. I went through the whole list of just a couple of the stories that the media got wrong. The Duke lacrosse story, Nicholas Sandman, the Covington Catholic There have been so many of these stories that the media comes up with, and then all of a sudden we find out, well, it wasn't quite that way. What do you make of this and the president's response?
Well, first of all, let me talk about the thing about John McCain. I personally had some contact with John McCain, and he was a certified jerk, an absolute jerk to a young staffer, a girl who was probably 18 years old working for free, and he was incredibly rude to her. And I didn't like the guy at all that day forward. So that being covered, let me move on to The Atlantic. That story is BS. See, I just used the
thank you for using the letters and not the words.
Letters instead of the actual word.
So we don't have to bleep you again.
It's not true. And I tell you what this shows us is how desperate the Democrats are. They are in full implosion mode. It is really getting ugly, and I think it bodes very well for the president's chances.
Well, let me pile on to that. The reports in the news just in the last week. The trip to Walter Reed. Oh, there's something wrong with the president. There's something wrong. Then the reports that he's been having mini strokes. I watched him do 90 minutes, maybe more. I think it was 90 minutes, and he was spot on. He was absolutely brilliant. When I get to be his age, I'm just praying I can be as good on the stump as the president was the other night. He was absolutely spectacular.
Every time I've watched him lately, he's been just wonderful, and I just can't wait for the debate. It looks like the debates are really going to happen. I was really ambivalent about whether they would or would not, but now that they've named the actual moderators, I don't see how they bail now. And
no.
I think it's I hope Trump is not too horribly hard on Biden, because Biden will provide him all the ammo that he needs.
Well, and what they've done is they've gotten away from talking about Biden and what he proposes, and that 82% of Americans are going to see their taxes go up. 10 million jobs are going to be lost in the energy sector with the new Green Deal, the Green New Deal. We have not talked in the last 2 days, I mean in the media at least, about anything other than this Atlantic story, and before that, earlier in the week, the mini strokes and the trip to Walter Reed. And that's the first thing I thought about. Man, these people are desperate. I said 3 weeks ago, Rico, that I really believed that in the closing weeks we would see the level of desperation, and it is incredible.
Horrific and easily and provably untrue. If even the Democrat media now is calling for these whistleblowers to come out and identify themselves, and the reason they're doing that is because they're desperate. Because if this story can be proven to be true, then it's a really heavy blow to Donald Trump. But they don't have anything else, and so they're actually asking for that. Otherwise, they wouldn't. They would just use their four or five anonymous sources and say, try to validate it and make it look real. But Trump's response to it has been so strong and so unequivocal that I think it's a real loser for the Dems. They made a big mistake.
I think, and the question I ask, if this was a 2018 occurrence, how come somebody didn't write a book about it? How come somebody didn't?
Bolton wouldn't have had that in his book, because he would have known about it.
Yeah,
but it would have been public, and they would have used it, much much sooner. And they've used it to sell books. It just isn't true. It's made up, and I don't know who made it up. I hope it's Brennan, because I think that guy's in some serious trouble legally.
Oh wow! Wow.
I do. I think Brennan and Clapper and Comey are all at real risk in this in the Durham investigation. There's a real risk that they're going to be indicted.
What is the sense you get from talking to people? I know that you and I have joked kind of about the, the yard signs up in northern Nevada.
I got more. I got more for you.
Oh my God! Like what?
Okay, I go to a couple days ago. I think this is Friday, so it would have been on Wednesday. I went out to Wellington and Smith Valley. We had multiple projects, one going, one in progress, and a few that I need to look at, one to estimate and one just to update our files, because we didn't know if it had changed or anything had happened since we bid it off the plans. So I drive down this road, and your listeners may know where this place is. It's in Smith Valley, and it's called Santa Sophia Road. And at the end of that road is a customer that we're going to do a job for. And I drove down that road, and I'm telling you, Kevin, almost every single house on a half a mile of that street, they're like one-acre parcels, had a Donald Trump sign, Make America Great, and the one that I can't repeat on the air, which is Stop the BS, and Keep America Great signs. And I don't mean little yard signs. I mean giant banners. There's somebody on that street that's got a lot of friends and purchased those things to put them up at every house. If that street dictated the election, we'd win by 97-3.
Well, and can I tell you, when I see these when I see these rallies, these hangar, I call them the hangar rallies, he was in Latrobe, Pennsylvania just yesterday, and he was on the stage for at least 90 minutes that I, excuse me, that I caught. At least 90 minutes that I caught. And he was brilliant. I mean, a guy with many strokes would never be able to withstand that for 90-plus minutes in the heat in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, in the middle of September. He just wouldn't have been able to do it.
You can't overestimate the value of true campaigning, really getting out there and doing it and being seen. Hey, by the way, I'm coming home from California. It's like last Monday. I'm heading back to Nevada. And I get to the Gardnerville turnoff right there in Gardnerville. You're going 395 towards Carson City. And there's a Black Lives Matter rally. Exactly 17 young white people. And I'm telling you, a more unattractive group of men and women I have never seen. I mean, the dregs of society. They look like just people that are just losers. Just, they're angry at the world. And I had to sit there and watch them for a good solid 2 or 3 minutes. And so I counted them. There are 17 of them carrying nasty grams and signs, some of them very filthy. And just, I'm serious, I mean some really unattractive people.
And by the way, let the record reflect, you are a guy that hires people there in Northern Nevada all the time. So you have to make value judgments about somebody just from what you see and from what you hear and when you talk to them and you interview them. You're a pretty good judge of people. My question is, how did they find Gardnerville?
You know, I don't know. And, you know, I bet you half of them are collecting unemployment, you know, while they're doing this. Or they're trust fund babies or they're just ne'er-do-wells who are getting free meals. I don't know what it is, but it was a surprise to me to see it there. We had another one in Carson City downtown that traffic was diverted because they were protesting down there. They're not going to riot in Carson City. Law enforcement there would not tolerate it.
Wow,
but they were definitely protesting.
Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation. He's with us every Friday, giving us kind of the Northern Nevada view of what's going on in this world. We'll continue with him coming up in a couple of minutes. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show later on, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
School is back in session at home. Now more than ever, it's important to create meaningful memories for your family. Why not make it an adventure in an RV from Johnny Walker RV? Call it your classroom on wheels or your mobile office in the woods. For as low as $119 a month, thousands are making it a reality. Shop RVs from home with their virtual inventory online at jwrv.com or visit one of their 3 locations on Boulder Highway for the best value, selection, and service for 57 years. Work, learn, and play at a Johnny Walker RV today. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much?
Sticker shock.
Home air conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
This summer is hot. This year, if you're replacing your air conditioner, upgrade to a high-efficiency two-stage system. More power when you need it, and energy-saving mode to lower that power bill.
Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated, and your home for free second pricing. An A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and Contractors Board. Call Danny today, 702-878-8367.
702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
License number 51994.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to see you on a Friday. Yeah. A lot of people kind of bug out. A lot of people bug out on the Friday before a holiday. So if you're still with us, great to have you with us. Rico Aller joining us. He's the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. And he is going to be en route back home because he's got to get that nice bottle of vintage wine for his beautiful wife. And, yeah, got to like that. Rico, let me ask you. There's a new story just out, a new poll. The vast majority of voters in a new Harvard Caps Harris poll released to The Hill say that they believe civil unrest will be an important issue in the November election. What say you? I mean, do you think that's the way it's going to go?
I do, and I think that's good news for the president. Clearly, the Democrat Party has been supportive, not only not opposing the violence, but supportive of it by their silence and their acquiescence in the things they've said. And I think if that is the case, it's going to accrue to the benefit of Donald Trump. And I think that's part of the reason that you're seeing, such as it had been, Joe Biden getting out more. I think that has to do a lot with the fact they're looking at those polls, and it did not go the way they expected.
And they have not, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, in looking at Biden just in the last couple of days getting out, he hasn't exactly embarrassed himself. He's not terribly energized, and he said at one point during his news conference today, I'm glad I didn't get angry because I would have really said something mean. And I'm like, you're in a campaign. That's what you're supposed to do. Let me just ask you, though, about the stat. 9 out of 10 say that it will be a factor for them. My question is, will there be any sort of implication down ticket? If Democrats stay home, believing that they're not going to win, is that going to impact Republicans further down the ticket?
Absolutely. All the way to any partisan office, including Assembly, every seat that has an R or D behind its name, it matters. Absolutely. And, you know, I heard something on the news the other day that surprised me, because usually Newt Gingrich is very circumspect in his predictions. But he said that we're not only going to take the presidency, we're going to win back the House and gain seats in the Senate. He said that on the news. I listened to him say it. I was kind of surprised, because I'm feeling pretty confident we're going to win, but I would not come out and say that because I don't want to encourage anyone not to get out. I want people to feel like, man, this is, you know, really, really important, and my vote could be the deciding vote. I got to get out there and vote, and I don't want to discourage people from doing that. But that is what Carl Rove had to say about it.
And by the way, just so you know, and I told my listeners earlier in the show, I have been given word that the president is making plans for a trip to Las Vegas sometime within the next couple of weeks, which is great news. I thought the governor wasn't going to let him in.
I might have to go to Vegas one more time if that's the case.
No,
you have to put me up down there and I'd go on the radio with you.
There you go. Vegas. No. That'd be great. That'd be great. Rico Waller joining us.
I'm not a fan of Las Vegas, but I would really love to be able to participate in one of those.
Let me just ask you. This is an incredible story. The great jobs report today. 1.4 million jobs added. And, I mean, no matter how you slice this thing, 1.4 million jobs added, beating expectations. And under the president, the U.S. has now added more than 10 million jobs in the last 4 months. We're not all the way back. The Dow is not all the way back. Although it came, did you notice yesterday it came to within, or 2 days ago,
it
came within about 500, 400 points of eclipsing the all-time record. Are we back?
I've said this repeatedly. The fundamentals of our economy are powerfully strong, better than ever in history. Maybe since right after World War II, but they're incredibly good. And this COVID thing, stuck a wrench in it. But the fundamentals haven't changed, and the economy's coming back. I think the unemployment rate went from 10.1 to 8.4. I think that's the official number. That's a 8.4, we've seen lots of times in history where it was 8.4%, lots, over the last 50 years. So that's excellent, excellent news, and I think it's going to just get better and better. And also, it gives people an opportunity to vote with their feet. I heard a statistic the other day, and I find it hard to believe, but they said that in the last 3 months, 500,000 New York City residents have left the city, and most of them tend to be the wealthier New Yorkers.
That does not surprise me at all. Let me ask you what the things you look for. I mean, you're like me, and you see these reports and the job reports, 1.4 million jobs added, blah, 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 blah. And I get that. But what are the things that you, at the ground level there in Mound House, what are the things you look for when you go out and you make a bid and somebody doesn't wince or scream when you make a bid saying it's too expensive for them and we don't have the money? What is it you look for in the economy that tells you that we're on our way back?
Well, let me tell you first, people do sometimes have sticker shock when you submit a price, and because prices have gone up on so many things. Lumber prices have doubled in the last 6 months, doubled. So building a house has gotten very, very expensive. So people have somewhat of an expectation that that's the case. But if you're the best at what you do, you're the best. You will always have work. And that's the case with us. We're the best in the business, and everybody knows it. So we are able to get work when others are struggling more than we'd hope they would.
And in our final couple of minutes, why is it more expensive? Why is the price of materials going up Is there anything in particular that's causing the spike?
Yeah, it's demand. The housing industry has not slowed down. We did the housing industry nationwide was up 22% in September over July over last July. The housing industry.